God's hand is not too short. That's the title. Isaiah 59:1. Behold, the Lord's hand is not short that it cannot save, nor his ear heavy that it cannot hear. The NLT says it like this. Listen, the Lord is not too weak to save you, and he's not becoming deaf. He can hear you when he calls. Here the prophet Isaiah is declaring to Israel that God's hand or arm is not too short to reach out and help Israel. He said, there's no problem here with God. The problem is with you. You know, actually, if you go back and study it, Israelites weren't living like they were supposed to, and consequently, their faith wasn't working, and things wasn't working out for them. But they had began to wonder if God had forgotten them, and so forth and so on. You know, they seemed to have forgotten the song that they sang after they crossed the Red Sea, Miriam's song. Your right hand, O Lord, has become gracious in power. Your right hand, O Lord, has dashed the enemy to pieces. That's found over in Exodus 15. See, God's mighty hand to perform miracles had brought them out of Egypt. His hand had repeatedly delivered them from their enemies. His hand had helped them to triumph over everything that came into their way. And his hand had helped them to get into the promised land. And today I want to reiterate to you that the hand of the Lord is not shortened. It can still save you today. It can still bless you today. It can still help you today. You know, people are looking for help everywhere, all around. Have you ever run into that? How many of you have run into people looking for help everywhere? I think there was a song back in from the old movie, the Urban Cowboys, I think it's how Looking for Love All in All the Wrong Places. Anybody remember that? Well, there's a lot of people looking for help, but they're looking in all the wrong places. They need to look at the Word of God. They're looking to, and there's nothing wrong with counseling. We need counseling, but they're looking to counselors. They're looking to everything in the world, and there's nothing wrong with that, and it can help some people. But I'm going to tell you what. The mighty hand of God is the hand that will deliver you. If you'll come looking to God, he will help you as you deal with all the difficulties and the persecution and the trials and all the things that you're going through. You know, a lot of Christians, they come and they're talking about, well, I don't understand why I'm having all these trials and all this trouble. They don't understand. They think they should be exempt from the tax of the enemy. But look at what Jesus said in John 16:33. I want everybody to turn there because I want you to read this. I'll make sure you turn there and read this. You know, people complaining about they're having trials and they're having difficulties and so forth and so on. All right, John 16:33. This is Jesus talking now. These things I have spoken to you that in me that you might have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. The NLT says it like this. I've told you all this so that you may have peace in me. Here on earth you will have many trials and sorrows, but take heart because I have overcome the world. I want you to realize today that God's hand is not shortened. He said we would have some of these trials. He said we would have some of these things, but to take heart, believe in him, trust in him, because he had overcome it all. And he will bring you through. See, it's not a time to step back and, oh, what's going to happen? Oh, I don't understand. It's time to believe that the mighty hand of God will help you. Isaiah 41:10 says, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my right hand. This is not a time to fear what the enemy's going to do. This is a time to use your faith and receive from God what he can do. You know, it says there in the Word of God, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed. You ever looked at a mustard seed? It's really small. I mean, it is small, small. You know, Farmer Tom here was telling me it's small. For y'all that don't know, this is Tom, and he has done children's stuff, and he's Farmer Tom when he goes out, he and his wife go out and do children's meetings and stuff. You know, but when you activate, somebody said, well, I don't have much faith. Hey, it says if you have faith as small as a mustard seed. A lot of people think you have to have great faith to get something. God, thank God for great faith. But I tell you what, if you activate the smallest amount of faith, it's enough to move the hand of God for you. See, this is the way God instituted. He instituted the fact that he said it in his word. We believe it and receive it. You believe the word. You speak the word. And when you do, your faith activates the hand of the Lord. See, God ordained that we operate in faith, and when we do, we'll find his mighty hand reaching down to help us, to save us. Now, of course, we're going to go to Mark 11. I mean, I can't talk about faith without going to Mark 11. I mean, that's just all there is to it, right? Mark 11, 22. Y'all all know it as well as I do. So Jesus answered and said to him, have faith in God or have the guy kind of faith. For surely I say to you, whoever says this mountain be removed, be that cast in the sea, does not doubt in his heart, but believe those things that he says will be done. He'll have whatever he says. Therefore I say to you, whatever things when you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. We'll have them. We'll have whatever he says. You know, here today, somebody might be saying, well, I've done everything. I believe and I've spoken the word. Well, and you say, I'm still having difficulties. I'm still having trials. Well, I'm going to tell you what. Jesus said we're going to have those. But the secret of it is to go through it. In the middle of the trial, don't ask what's happening. Just say, thank God I'm going through. Thank God I'm overcoming. I want to reassure you today that if you use your faith, the hand of God is not shortened, but it is lengthened to reach down to you wherever you're at, pick you up wherever you're at, and set your feet on solid ground. You know, look over here in Matthew 14. Jesus' hand was not too short to save Peter. Now in the fourth watch of the night, that's from 3 to 6 a.m. if you want to know when that is. So it was somewhere between 3 and 6. Some people think it was about 4 o'clock. I don't know. But the fourth watch is 3 to 6. Now, in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went to them walking on the sea. When the disciples saw him, they were troubled, saying, it's a ghost. And they cried out in fear, but immediately Jesus spoke to them and saying, be of good cheer, it is I, do not be afraid. And Peter answered and said, Lord, if it's you, you command me to come to you on the water. So Jesus said, come. And when Peter came down out of the boat, he walked on the water to Jesus. But when he saw the winds and it was boisterous and he was afraid and began to sink, he cried out saying, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and caught him and said to him, oh, you little faith, why did you doubt? And when they got into the boat, the wind ceased. Now here we can plainly see that Peter was the only one bold enough and brave enough to get out of the boat. Everybody always talk about Peter sinking. Well, wait a minute. He was the only one that had enough courage to believe God's word, to believe Jesus what he said. He's the only one that had enough courage to get out. The rest of them probably said, what are you doing, Peter? What's the matter with you? You can't walk on water. Like a lot of other church members saying when we start to do something, oh, y'all can't do that. That's too hard. Y'all can't accomplish that. I tell them, hide and watch. Peter stepped out of the boat and did the impossible. Luke 18:27, my favorite scripture, when it's impossible with man, it's possible with God. Now, he was doing all right. Man, he's doing okay. Everything is great. Whoa, look at this. I'm walking on the water. Wow. But then about that time, some wind blew and a wave splashed. And he took his eyes off Jesus and on to what was going on around him. And that's just like a lot of people today. They start out, oh, praise God, he's meeting my needs, everything's good. But then a little bit more pressure comes. The devil begins to squeeze a little harder. And they lose their focus on the Word of God. They begin to say, oh, wait a minute. I thought this was working, but it doesn't look like it's working anymore. See, they no longer have their focus and their confession on the Word of God. Now they're looking at circumstances, they're looking at situations, they're looking at trials, they're looking at all of this stuff. Things not going my way. And they began to respond out of their emotion of all of the problems rather than responding, I believe God. God will see me through. I can overcome. I will overcome. Amen. Now, I want you to notice, in desperation, Peter, Lord, save me. And Jesus didn't look at him and say, hey, go ahead and sink. You just quit believing. I ain't going to mess with you. That's the way some people want to try to teach. If you get weak in faith and sort of lose your faith, some people want to teach, oh, hey, man, I ain't got nothing to do. You ain't got no faith anyway. I don't have nothing to do. That wasn't what Jesus did, but that's what people do. Y'all ever seen people that way? Yeah. Instead of kicking people down, we need to take the hand and lift them up. Hello. Jesus didn't ignore Peter. He didn't even rebuke Peter, really. He reached out, he lifted him up, and all he said is, what happened to your faith? Why did you quit believing? Hello, that's what he's saying to him. He said, why did you doubt? See, you know, there's an old song. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. Anybody ever heard that song before? Yes. Yeah. See, this is an hour in which we should plant our feet solidly on the solid rock. I mean, their trials, their situations, their things that are going to come our way. I don't know why some people try to teach the fact, well, I don't know whether they believe this or not, but the way they teach, it seems that they never had a trial, they never had a problem, and it's always been great. Have you ever noticed that? Have you ever noticed that I talk to you from the fact that I've been there? I had to face some of these things. You know, I believe we need, people need to realize that we as ministers are, we just don't have it all made either. We have to face these trials, these situations, but we go on through anyway. I mean, I face the fact that over the years playing sports and so forth, I blew this knee and I messed it up I needed a miracle, and I didn't get a miracle, so I went medically. I could have something done about it, so I went and had something done with it. See, we got two streams of healing here now. We got the natural healing and the supernatural healing. My father always said, use both streams. Y'all probably remember the ushers had to help me up them steps. I couldn't even. Hey, I was gone 2 weeks. And then I back up here on this platform, I got my leg propped up preaching, right? Sitting down preaching, right? But you know what? I don't know how many people have told me, because we saw you do that, now they went ahead and did it. I said, yeah, I just believed God could take care of it. And I've got complete 100%. Hello? Of course, I did the rehab too. There's some people that have it done, but then they believe in God. Well, he'll just do it. No, you got to do something too. You got to do your part. Hello, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. In the hour of trouble, realize that Jesus is there to rescue you. His hand is not short. But with your talking about, well, I don't see why this is happening to me. I don't understand. Hey, don't be questioning that. Say, hey, I realize he said we're going to have these difficulties, these trials, but he said that he had overcome them, and because he's overcome them, he's going to lead me through. I'm going to come out on the other side. Yeah. Hallelujah. You know, his hand is stretched out. Even when we've doubted, like Peter did, and he said, Lord, save me. Jesus reached out and grabbed him. He's still ready to reach out and grab you. The children of Israel, whenever they were complaining and said his hand was short, when they humbled themselves and turned to him, then things began to change. See, 1 Peter 5:6. Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, and he may exalt you in due time. Mighty hand of God. Here's the hand of God. How many times we talk about a hand of God, the arm of God, hand of God? It's time that we acknowledge that we can't handle the situation by ourselves. Now, here's what happens. A lot of people, they start out, oh, I can take care of this myself. I think there's an old song winner. I can handle this job all by myself. Had the words in some song back there in the 50s, I think it was. But I'll tell you what, you can't handle it by yourself. But with you and God, you can. With you and God, you can. I can do all things through God, which strengthens me. Oh, excuse me. Instead of us saying, well, I, you know, so many times we try to take care of it till it gets so bad that we can't. All right, then we run to God in prayer. Somebody said, well, I prayed about it. And somebody said, well, I guess it's come to that now. It should have come to that to start with. Hello. How many ever heard that? Anybody ever heard that yet? Well, you know, somebody been trying to take care of something, and they finally said, well, I signified to pray about it. They said, oh, it's come to that now, huh? See, he did not intend for us to face all of our problems and all of our situations alone. He said, I'll be with you always, even till the end. Didn't he? We can't cleanse ourselves. We can't take care of our situations. We can't sanctify ourselves, but he can. He can make us righteous in a blink of an eye. The hand of the Lord is victorious in everything. Psalms 118:16. I'm watching them flip their Bibles. All right. The strong right arm of the Lord is raised in triumph. The strong right arm of the Lord does glorious things. Man. The hand of God can turn the hearts of national leaders if you pray. The hand of the Lord can cause many to turn and believe God. The hand of the Lord can stop the work of the enemy. The hand of the Lord can reach past your shortcomings and help you. The hand of the Lord is able to remove all the sin from your life. He's able to make you clean and pure. He's able to bring you salvation and deliverance. The hand of the Lord can reach into any of your situations and circumstances that no man can fix. The hand of the Lord can help you past your conditions. The hand of the Lord can reach past our circumstances, reach past our situations. There is nothing too hard for God. When it seems like there's no help available, remember, the hand of the Lord is right there. Reach out and grab it. The hand of the Lord will bring you blessing. The hand of the Lord will bring you benefits. The hand of the Lord will bring the promises of God to life in your life. The hand of the Lord will bring you provision when you have no provision. It's not too late. God can reach into your life. Whether it's salvation you need, whether it's any other thing, maybe you already have salvation, but you have a lot of other needs. The hand of the Lord is there to help you to exit from those situations. God is right there. We sometimes say he's late. No, he's not late. He's only late because you waited so long to call upon him. Call upon the Lord, and his mighty hand will rescue you. Call upon the Lord, and he will bring you through. Call upon the Lord, and you will see. His hand will reach down, and he will lift you up. And you will begin to shout and say, this is my victory. Why have I been so long in waiting to call on you, my Lord? Call on me, says the Lord, and there will be no want. Call on me, and you can walk through every fiery trial. Call on me, and my hand will direct you and guide you. Call on me, and I will give you provision where there is no provision. Call on me, and I will lift you up and set your feet upon the rock. And you will be planted firmly on my foundation. And you shall go through life and enjoy life. Call on me, and I will deliver you. Call on me, and you will see that there is victory, not defeat, because in me there is nothing but victory, says the Lord. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Well, I'm not quite finished, but I think that finished it myself. That's the word of the Lord come talking. Hey, you got to learn when the word of the Lord comes talking, you might well shut up. There ain't no use of me trying to finish it. He just finished it right there. He put the stamp on it right there. How many of y'all got something out of this morning? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Bow your heads for just a moment. If you happen to be in this place today, and like I said a while ago, He's here to save you. His hand is here to reach down and deliver you. His hand is here to lift you up. If you need to come, you know you're not where you need to be with God. You've been there one time, but you're not there now. His hand is ready to lift you up and put you back there. Are you here and you say, I don't know whether I've ever accepted Christ or not, but you can know His hand will lift you up today. Anybody, you need salvation, you need to rededicate your life, you need to know for sure that you are in Christ. Let me see your hand right now. Anybody in this room, anywhere, right upstairs, downstairs, you need to rededicate your life to God. I feel like there's some people in here that have just sort of turned, how'd I say that, Lord? You've sort of turned your back on Him because things hadn't went the way you thought they should go. And you need to rededicate yourself. I'm going to wait just a minute. The Lord's saying there's some people in this place today that need to rededicate their life to Him. I'm going to wait just a moment. Lift your hand so I know who you are, so I can pray with you. I'm going to wait a moment. I know what God's saying. Is there hands anywhere? Help me, ushers, because I can't see everywhere. Father, there's a hand here, over here. Thank you. Thank you. I know what the Spirit of God's saying. There are several that should respond on that call. Thank you, Jesus. We believe in receiving the Holy Spirit around here, according to Acts chapter 2, verse number 4. It says they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, began to speak with tongues, and the Spirit gave them utterance. Anybody want to be filled with the Spirit today? Let me see your hand. Yes, 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 yes. Listen, I want everybody to stand. I said I wanted to pray with you and for you. I'm going down front. I want to shake your hand. If you raised your hand, should have raised your hand, wanted to raise your hand, I want you to step out now and get out in here right now so we can pray together. Come on. Just come on. If you raised your hand, should have raised your hand, wanted to raise your hand, come on. Just stand right here, brother. God bless you. Hallelujah. Come on. Just come on. God bless you. Come on. Hallelujah. Come on. God bless you. Hallelujah. Come on, man. Hallelujah. Hey, somebody walk down here with you if you don't walk by yourself. Come on, buddy, right here. Bless you, man. Just stand right there. Hallelujah to Jesus. Come on. Are the others that want to come? Come on right now. Come on right now. Jesus is waiting here in open arms. Anybody coming out of the balcony, the ushers will help you get down here. Let me know if there's anybody coming from the balcony. Anybody else want to come and join these? Change your life forever. You'll never be the same again. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I got three books here. New Birth, White Tongues, In Him. If I said I'm going to give them to you, she done reaching out after them, you get them. But y'all going to get them same books in just a minute. That's just an exercise I do. What you came to receive, salvation, Holy Spirit, rededication, all of it, it all comes from heaven on high. Just as she reached out to get those books, I want you to reach one heaven up toward heaven because that's where it comes from. With that hand, you're saying, I'm reaching up to get what I came from. You in the congregation, reach your hands and pray with I pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for each of these that has come today. I thank you that every spiritual need in their life will be met. Salvation, rededication, no-so experience with you. Blessed infilling of the Holy Spirit. I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Put your hands down. Look at me for just a moment. I want to ask you to go to a special place of prayer. Call it a prayer room where you can pray, prayed with individually in depth. Make sure you got what you come for. Okay? That same prayer room for you that come for for rededication or salvation, that same prayer room becomes a classroom at 9 o'clock on Sunday morning called Turning Point. You say, well, what in the world is Turning Point? Well, it's just a little class for a few sessions to help you get your life turned on to God or back on to God. And I'd like to see y'all in there. Hallelujah to Jesus. See Brother Greg right there. Would y'all just follow him where others are waiting to pray with you there? Praise the Lord. Give him a hand as they go. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The hand of the Lord is not short. He can reach you, but you got to call out. You got to call out. Before he reached out to Peter, Peter called out to him. We got to call out. Staff, you can be dismissed to go to the doors. Connection team, go find our first time guest. Did I do that today or did I forget it? I forgot it. If you're a first time guest, would you please raise your hand? We want to recognize you. Connection team, just go find the first time guest and take them to the connection room. Just take them to the connection room. All of our first time guests. If you're looking for a church home, we say, welcome home. If you're a first time guest, connection team, go find them right now and take them to that special room. We got a special gift for you. We're so glad you came today. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Hey, don't forget, sign up for the donations for the lights. And don't forget about bringing the food for the holidays so that we can give these people these baskets, okay? Praise the Lord, praise God. Tonight, 6 o'clock right here. Wednesday night, Hour of Power at 7. Hallelujah. We sing a chorus. Let me get out here and get to the door. They already gone there. We'll see you tonight at 6. Remember, the hand of the Lord will reach out to those that call out to him right now. God bless. We'll see you tonight, 6 o'clock. Yeah. Lift you.